Here we are again with Moments of Melody. Little Debbie enjoyed her daily telephone talk with her grandmother. But one morning her mother was horrified when she heard Debbie say, "Grandma, you ugly." Her mother gave a hurried apology and hung up the receiver. Turning to her child, she talked to her for some time, and she explained to little Debbie how to make an apology. Satisfied that Debbie understood, Mother called Grandma back. "Mother," she began, "Debbie has something she wants to say to you." Taking the phone with confidence, Debbie apologized. "Grandma, I'm sorry, you ugly." We may smile at this, but you see, with all her explaining, Mother had not made herself clear to Debbie. Communication, a very important word in our day. But have you ever thought of the fact that God has something to say to you and to me, and often we don't get the message? Oh, we think we have it, but like the little girl, we've just mixed it all up. One area where there's much misunderstanding is in regard to the family of God. Chapter 1, verse 12. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. Galatians 3:26. For now we are all children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. 1 John 3:1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. John 16:27, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. Romans 8:16, for his Holy Spirit speaks to us deep in our hearts and tells us that we really are God's children. But you know, not everyone is in the family of God. We talk about being born again. That's when we enter this family. When we trust Christ as personal Savior, we enter into the family of God, and not before. We don't just automatically enter the family of God. This makes it very important, yes, all important, to be sure that you are in the family of God.